Joining us live now to talk about the new jobs numbers, Associated Press correspondent Mark Hamrick. Mark, another frustrating round of numbers for us.
Yes, and it's particularly frustrating for anyone who's unemployed. You know, we're not seeing the growth in the job market right now nearly substantially enough to drive down the unemployment rate by any significant magnitude, and this tick down by 0.1%, it makes a headline, but it's not really changing the overall trend.
Mark, what do you make of this? We're seeing companies reporting in some cases rather sizable earnings these days. Wall Street, except for what's happening in Europe and the uncertainty there, has been moving in an upward direction. We see some sales reports indicating that businesses are doing better than anticipated. Is there any indication here as we look at those numbers that the jobs picture may be lagging and maybe it's something we can't look forward to?
Well, I think it is improving, but remember, just a few months ago, everybody was almost resigned to a recession, and we're not there now. No one really thinks that we're in a recession. No one thinks that there's an imminent threat of one. We're continuing to watch Europe and hoping for the best there. But yeah, I think month over month, long term, I think we are seeing some modest improvement. And you know, we talked to the Retail Federation this week. Holiday hiring, always a big deal, and they're seeing a 3% increase in holiday hiring this year over last. So that's good news. There are some positive themes out there.
Better expectations for 2012, Mark?
Well, the Federal Reserve just this week, as you know, downgraded its expectations, which were modest already. And so, growth is going to continue to plot along if they are right, and the unemployment rate will continue to tick down very slowly. Mm-hmm. But again, it's not nearly enough for the people who are unemployed or underemployed, and that is literally millions of people.
Fair to speculate how the markets may react to these latest numbers, Mark?
Well, I guess the futures are a little higher right now, but I really think right now the most important thing for the market on a day-to-day basis in the near term is how Europe turns out. So this didn't really rock anybody's world in terms of being different from what was expected. It wasn't a negative surprise. It was maybe a slightly positive one. So, you might see a modest change for the market closing higher today.
Thanks for the help, Mark.
Always good to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Associated Press correspondent Mark Hamrick.
It's 8:34.